But first, we're in the midst of a craft renaissance, or what might be called a maker movement. But it's not the first. Ben Brewer is a professor of sociology at James Madison University. He says the current third wave maker movement has something in common with the first and second waves. Ben, it feels like there's an uptick in crafting, or what some people might call the maker economy. Is that true? Is there an increase in that, or does it just feel that way?
No, I think it's true. I mean, a lot of folks are calling what we're in right now the so-called third wave of the craft economy movement. What people think of as the first wave was really the British arts and crafts movement that came along in like the 1880s, but then spread across Western Europe and the Nordic countries, and there was a big offshoot in the United States as well. This is what gave us a lot of the craftsman houses and a certain sort of aesthetic style as well in the United States. You know, mass production, the assembly line model, all of that had stripped people of the knowledge and the skills that they'd once possessed. And so the arts and crafts movement, not only was it an aesthetic style, but it was very much grounded, especially in Britain, in the idea of pushing back against mass production and trying to bring back craftsmanship, making stuff from start to finish rather than playing a small part in a larger division of labor.
So what came after that? When was the second wave?
Right. What a lot of people think of as the second wave of the maker economy came along in the late 1960s, this kind of resurgence of interest in handicrafts, in kind of small-scale production that was connected with the hippie movement, right? So this was people that were kind of rejecting a certain degree of what they perceived to be conformity in mainstream culture, you know, the kind of soullessness of conventional ways of dressing and decorating houses, and they wanted this more kind of back to the nature, back to the land kind of movement of also kind of doing it yourself, right? So instead of relying on this big, you know, soulless production machinery kind of system, you would be having people create for themselves, you know, through their own labor and using their own resources locally, re-empowering people to be more in direct control of their own lives. You know?
What were some of the actual ways that they embodied this? Was it by farming the land or making clothes?
Well, I mean, I think in terms of craft and some of the artisanal production, yeah, it was a much bigger interest back in clothing again and textile arts.
Segment 1.
But first, we're in the midst of a craft renaissance, or what might be called a maker movement. But it's not the first. Ben Brewer is a professor of sociology at James Madison University. He says the current third wave maker movement has something in common with the first and second waves. Ben, it feels like there's an uptick in crafting, or what some people might call the maker economy. Is that true? Is there an increase in that, or does it just feel that way?
Segment 2.
No, I think it's true. I mean, a lot of folks are calling what we're in right now the so-called third wave of the craft economy movement. What people think of as the first wave was really the British arts and crafts movement that came along in like the 1880s. but then spread across Western Europe and the Nordic countries, and there was a big offshoot in the United States as well. This is what gave us a lot of the craftsman houses and a certain sort of aesthetic style as well in the United States. You know, mass production, the assembly line model, all of that had stripped people of the knowledge and the skills that they'd once possessed. And so the arts and crafts movement, not only was it an aesthetic style, but it was very much grounded, especially in Britain, in the idea of pushing back against mass production and trying to bring back craftsmanship, making stuff from start to finish rather than playing a small part in a larger division of labor.
Segment 3.
So what came after that? When was the second wave?
Right. What a lot of people think of as the second wave of the maker economy came along in the late 1960s, this kind of resurgence of interest in handicrafts, in kind of small-scale production that was connected with the hippie movement, right? So this was people that were kind of rejecting a certain degree of what they perceived to be conformity in mainstream culture, you know, the kind of soullessness of conventional ways of dressing and decorating houses. And they wanted this more kind of back to the nature, back to the land kind of movement of also kind of doing it yourself, right?
Segment 4.
So instead of relying on this big, you know, soulless production machinery kind of system, you would be having people create for themselves, you know, through their own labor and using their own resources locally, re-empowering people to be more in direct control of their own lives. You know?
What were some of the actual ways that they embodied this? Was it by farming the land or making clothes?
Well, I mean, I think in terms of craft and some of the artisanal production, yeah, it was a much bigger interest back in clothing again and textile arts.